What is popping, everybody? You know who it is. It is your boy, Keith Fit. And we are back with another episode of Keith Fit TV. Season 3, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for tuning in, checking me out. I truly appreciate it. Thank you, guys, for listening. You know, hopefully the things that I've been going through, going over in previous episodes, you know, has really connected with you. I'm just going over things that, you know, I've done within my life and the things that I'm doing and the tools that I'm using to connect the dots in my life to make my dreams unfold. And I'm doing it as I'm slowly making my dreams unfold. If you've been following me and following my journey on social media, those social media sites that I use, you can follow me on is Keith Fit on Facebook, you know, and then Keith Fit _ on Instagram. If you've been following my journey, you know that I've been doing some things, man, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to be able to accomplish those things that I've set out on. And originally, you know, the goal and the dream began after my car accident. If you listened to a couple episodes back, I dropped a podcast. I'm just pretty much breaking down what happened about February 25th, 2005. I was struck by a car. And it was bad, you know. Put on life support for 8 to 9 months in a coma, non-responsive. Doctors talking about pulling the plug on me. And it was hard, you know. It was a hard time, cause also during that time, my family was homeless and struggling, and it was bad. But you know, through the grace of God, we rose above it, and the reflection of it is what transcends my mind towards the dreams and goals that I have laid out in front of me. We all, you know, all have a purpose here on earth, and we don't necessarily understand the reasoning behind it, but there's a purpose. We serve value. One of the biggest purposes for each and every one of us is to spread love, encouragement, and positivity to help each other out, so that way we can all grow together and we can all move in the same direction. And I've been blessed to come across a few individuals who've been able to do just that in my life, you know, such as my main man, William Reddick. My other main man, Will Chalez. My main man, Big Mike, Michael Eli. Numerous people, honestly. A gentleman by the name of Nitai. I can go on. The list goes on. So many people have shown me love and have given me opportunities. And the one I want to speak on in this episode is my main man, Brian Berry. So, going throughout my life, you know, after my accident, as I began, of course, to get older, because as a child, you know, we're doing what kids do and just enjoying life. But when you're growing up in age, you begin to say to yourself, okay, what's next? You know, and if you haven't begun to say that to yourself, I encourage you to begin to ask yourself the question, what's next? Okay? And don't hesitate to ask the question, why, when you're going through things, you know, because the reflection of that would deliver you the answer to that. So, years ago, I've asked the question, why? Why me? Why would God put me in a position to where, or allow me to be in position to where I'm in the hospital fighting for my life, and my family's homeless and things of that nature. And, you know, I found the answer within that to why and how I was able to, and me and my family was able to, you know, come together and grow from it. But that's a story for another day. This one, this message is just strictly, you know what I'm saying, a lot of appreciation being showed towards my main man, Brian Berry. Like, all honesty, you know, when I came to, I asked, why would I go through that? Why would, you know what I mean, that happen within my life? And I found another piece to the puzzle, and that's what we're talking about now. And that piece is, I now have a testimony, which means I carry with me a message, a powerful message. And it's a message that I believe that God has given to me to use to my advantage to help spread love, encouragement, and motivation to all of you guys tuning in. Along my journey, I wanted to write a book of the incident. I still plan on writing a book of the incident, and taking things and seeing if I could really make an epic novel or something, or autobiography. But in my first attempt at it, I was in college, 18 years old. Yeah, I was 18 years old in college. And I remember going to my English teacher, and she was telling me that I lack experience. And because of the lack of experience, the book that I was trying to write, would not be as effective as it could be if I'm able to experience more of life prior to creating the book, right? So you know, that resonated with me for a little bit, and then I began to ask another question. Ask the question why, you know, like, reflect on the question that was, I began to reflect back on the question that I've already asked myself. Why did the accident happen? Why did it occur? Why was I able to rise above all the expectations of me back in that current position? Getting told I'll never walk again. I ended up running varsity track, playing basketball at the college level, becoming a strength and conditioning coach. The list goes on, but why, you know? And then it occurred to me that maybe what it is what I have to do within my life now. This is the 18, 19 year old me mindset. And so at that time, I began to think, so I have to do something to create something spectacular within my life now that would take it over top. And take it to the next level to really, hopefully, you know, break some barriers and serve my purpose, in which I believed was my purpose, to just spread love, positivity, and encouragement, and to motivate other people and spread the story that if I could do it, you could do it. And so to put myself in that driver's seat, I had developed an incredible physique, in my opinion. But at the time I was only 19. So of course I asked my mom, you know what I'm saying? What could I do? And she informed me that, I should try modeling. And I'm like, what? No way I could be a model. And she said, no, I think you got what it takes. And then you got a lot of interesting characteristics about yourself, and I think you could also pursue acting. And that's when the pursuit of acting really triggered for me. Like, okay. And modeling really triggered for me. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me see what I gotta do to be an actor. So I started going to plays and things like that. Or going to plays and then actually getting the opportunity to act in a few plays and learning how to act. I get assigned to an organization by John Casablancas, which was pretty much just put me back into to school, but in school for acting in front of the camera. And so I did that for a little bit, and the dream was still there. The desire to achieve it was still there, but the how became the question for me on this specific journey. And so then I revert back. Okay, there has to be another way I can create something spectacular in my life so I can eventually blossom and grow and create something that's going to be very impactful, in my opinion, to millions around the world. And so then from there, you know, I kept shooting, but things wasn't falling into place. And then all of a sudden, you know, by the grace of God, you know, without him, nothing happens, you know. And by the grace of God, an individual DMs me on my social media network, and they're like, hey, I see what you're doing. I like the positivity that you're putting out there. My apologies. I skipped something. I ended up making a podcast because my uncle is a motivational speaker. He's a successful motivational speaker. So I ended up, you know, linking with him, asking how can I use this to push positivity. There was no for sure answer that he has given me, but the words that he's given me definitely resonated, and he was definitely just schooling me, you know, not on the direct path to walk, but just letting me know that I can do it, you know, and to always have faith in myself, always understand that, you know, it's going to be a dog fight, but you've overcome so much thus far, you can get through this. And you could really achieve what it is you want to achieve. So then back to the drawing board I went, and I created a podcast with my buddy Lou Money. Shout out to my dude Lou Money. And so I created a podcast, Keep Fit TV. That's what you're listening to me on right now. And what happens is you never know who views your message. So the first. Or who views your video or whatever, but you see those views, but you don't know who they are specifically. So I posted, we got consistent with posting pretty frequently, and get the word from an individual. I get a DM from an individual who asked me to be a guest on his radio show. Now to me, I'm like, oh man, there's no way that this is real. However, the messages kept coming for about a year prior to me actually. Yeah, prior to me actually connecting and going to doing the radio show. So I ended up doing the radio show, and again, like I said, you never know who's listening. Right on the radio show, I get there's an individual by the name of Brian Berry who tunes in to the show. My man Will Chiles is the host of the radio show. I'm the co-host, and he connects me with Brian Berry. Brian Berry is one of his longtime friends. Boom, connects me with him. Right. And so then Brian Berry, I share my message and everything else. And Brian Berry then tells me, he wants me to act in his movie. And like that, God works in mysterious ways. I'm in a movie. And make sure, if y'all listening in, make sure June 5th, you come on out to the debut of the new film, because we've been working so hard on this, man. And I was, and that's what the huge blessing was. The huge blessing was that, you know, like, wow, I'm doing a movie now. Like, so to me, the reflection, once I begin to reflect on it, it's real. Hard work really works. Hard work is what, you know, every successful individual we see does on a daily basis. The consistency of taking them attempts, is accepting those, and still keep pushing, that really works. You know, just because you get told no, or a door gets closed in front of you, does not mean that there's not a door behind it, as long as you keep moving forward. So it's just crazy to me, because now I have the opportunity, or I've had the opportunity to meet people such as Josh Cribbs, my dude B-Zack. I did an interview with him. If you check down the podcast list, you'll check and see. I got B-Zack's interview on there, and his journey, and him telling his story. So definitely check that one out if you get the chance to. It's a good one. It's a good podcast. One of my favorites that I've dropped thus far. But so much has been able to happen, you know. And it's just, you know, the understanding has to be this, you guys. You know, this is the understanding has to be this. It's not when it happens, it's as long as it happens. You get what I'm saying? It's not when it happens. Because everybody, us as individuals, we all want everything right now. You want to be able to do it right now. Let's create it right now. Let's make it happen right now. But right now is not necessarily the time for it all the time. You know, patience has to be of importance. Patience is one of the key elements when it comes to being successful. When it comes to painting that picture of that perfect picture of your life, patience has to be of value. You know, there's famous artists out here that have top of the line artwork, top of the line paintings, that they were able to piece together, but none of those paintings were created in an instant. It took work. It took a dream. It took a vision. It took constant time and patience and hard work, research and all types of things. You know, it took, but overall, it took time. And the individual who was creating what they were creating, that piece of artwork, had to be patient, because no, not today will it be a bestseller, or no, not today will it be what it will be, but in time, I can create something special that could be very impactful for not just me, myself, but those around me, and then those around them, and so on. So that's pretty much the message in this, what I'm informing you guys on, is just be patient, you know, keep working hard, don't give up, you know. Bad things are gonna happen. You just don't allow them bad things to detour you or derail you. You know, you stay focused, you stay locked in. Accountability is another big piece to the puzzle. Hold yourself accountable, or find somebody to assist you and help hold you accountable. I think I have a podcast on that topic as well that you guys should listen in on. Accountability, man. Hold yourself accountable or find somebody to help you stay accountable to what it is that you're trying to go for. Find your why, your reasoning behind it. Use that why to constantly fuel you and motivate you to keep pushing and keep moving forward. And then surround yourself with individuals who are more than welcome and more than happy to help you get to that next level. Because that's what it's truly about when you look at life in the big picture. Each one teach one. We're all here to help each other out. We're all here to pull each other forward. We're all here to create something. Everybody's using somebody in some sort of way. Either I'm using you to learn from you, I'm using you to grow with you, I'm using you for just a laugh, I'm using you for just a smile, I'm using you just because I just need somebody to talk to at this moment. But each and every one of us is using someone. Make sure that you're surrounding yourself with positive people, so that way those who help you can help you move forward in a positive manner, and you can do the same to each and every last one of them. You know, the world's a dark place at times, but if you can see the light within it, it's a beautiful place. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to talk to you guys. It's a blessing to have you guys listening in. It's a blessing overall, you know? And no matter how far you go within your life, understand that any step forward is a step in the right direction. And no matter where you're at, you're blessed to be in that position. You know, either there's something to be learned from the situation, or it's meant for you to enjoy. Don't stop striving, you guys. Let's keep keeping it positive. Let's keep motivating each other. Let's keep encouraging each other. And most importantly, let's keep loving each other, all right? We need more of that going on. Let's keep loving each other. Let's keep it positive, man. And, you know, like I said, I love talking to you guys. I wish I could talk to you guys all day, honestly. And I know I haven't really been posting frequently, but I'm gonna do my best. You know, I've been a busy man. So I'm gonna do my best. But check out my social media again. Facebook is Keith Fit, and on Instagram is KeithFit_. And on both of those platforms, the link to get yourself some tickets to come check out the new movie is in my bio. So click on it, check it out, get yourself some tickets, come join in on the positivity red carpet event. Man, listen, it's about to get crazy. All right, and with that, I just want to say that I love you guys. I love those that love me. And if you don't love me, it's cool. I still got nothing but mad love for you, all right? Make sure you guys share this message if you can, you know. I would truly appreciate it if we got the word out to more individuals who may need to hear it, who might be able to learn from it. So let's just keep spreading this positivity, you guys, all right? And again, I love those that love me, all right? And if you don't, it's cool. I still got nothing but mad love for you. All right, until next time, Keith Fit is out. Peace.